Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, that was a pretty damn good hour. You might want to go to podcastarena.com and check it out because you missed all kinds of good stuff.
You're satisfied with that?
I like that hour. We got a little sports in there because we threw in a couple sports things, a little football. And we got some What Are the Odds going for What Are the Odds Wednesday. And we talked about bus people. And now you're going to get something shoved inside me. So
there you go.
It's all right, John. So what did we decide? Tell the people what we decided. And AJ has already tweeted out the link so you can donate.
So Teresa was telling me apparently there's a difference between a colonoscopy and a prostate exam. And the way that they do a prostate exam is that they use two fingers, I believe. And a colonoscopy, they use that camera. So I think we talked about this very quickly during the break. And I think you said $1,000 for a prostate exam and $2,000 for both, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
If AJ raises $2,000, I will do both on air.
On Facebook Live.
On Facebook Live, yes. Done. So that's easy.
Yeah. Beat that, Raheel.
Yeah.
Beat that, Travis Johnson.
Yeah, I don't hear them offering to have something
violated
for just to help raise money.
That's right.
See, that's because we care about the people.
That's right. We care about men's health.
That's right. Jay asked, what are the odds the Raiders trade for a fullback? Well, percent zero since the trade deadline was yesterday.
Plus, who's using a fullback? Yeah. Remember when I said the Texans should just cut Prosh?
Yeah.
It was stupid to even have him on the roster.
I think you've said that about six times,
yeah.
Actually.
How much have they used him this year?
They've used him a lot. You probably haven't noticed him because he's usually not blocking all that well when he's out there. But they've used him quite a bit. DB is what he was asking. Yeah, still 0% because the trade deadline was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty much a nothing trade deadline. There were, as always in the NFL, there were a lot of rumors, but nothing happens. He says Reggie Wayne comment about Tom Brady.
No. Reggie Wayne opening his big fat mouth about
it. First off, you have to remember sometimes there are football players that aren't the brightest creatures out there.
Right.
And some of these athletes, not real bright. He was asked, can Brady win the MVP this season? His response, there is no way Tom Brady can win MVP because he was caught cheating this year.
No.
Actually, no, he was caught in 2014, and technically, it was never really proven whether he was cheating or not. The reason he was suspended was failing to cooperate with the investigation.
Yeah.
This is the same Reggie Wayne who signed briefly with the Patriots at the end of his career and then left because it was too tough. We should never hear from you again, Reggie.
I would think not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad call.
713-80-ESPN. I see Barry Laminack now weighing in on what he'll do.
That's fun.
I don't think I'm just guessing Joel hasn't agreed to that.
I'm guessing that as well, but
yeah. As he says, if Travis raises 2K, he'll shove a microphone in there. Yeah, there's no way. There's no way Joel will go for that. Yeah. See, that's the thing. You have
I mean, well, maybe Barry. I mean, Travis Johnson's a big, strong dude. He could hold Joel down. They'd
probably so. Make him do it. Wouldn't that be assault, though?
Squeal like a pig.
You got a party little mouth. Oh, man. I don't know how the hell we get on some of this stuff. I really don't. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday, and we will definitely jump on some calls. Yeah, a lot of people tell me you're knocked out on anesthesia during a colonoscopy, so I'm not sure how entertaining that would be. But I've also been told by other medical people on here that if you can handle a local, you can do it that way.
And Fred will take the local.
I'll do the local.
He'll go the hard way.
Exactly. So, well, I'm willing to put my butt on the line here.
Will you do an interview while you're being...
Yeah. Okay. While I'm being violated? Okay. Absolutely. Well, it's going to be on Facebook Live. Somebody's going to have to ask me questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to be a very entertaining Facebook Live if I'm just sitting there going,
Yeah. Maybe you could sing Bon Jovi.
I need to be sedated for that. That's the only way that's happening.
We can give you some Whitmire's while you're
I don't know.
On the table.
I'm pretty sure they're not going to let me have alcohol while I'm having a medical thing done.
Probably not.
I'll have plenty afterwards. I'm not quite sure what I've signed myself up for. That's the beauty of this. I really have no idea what to expect. So that's good. All you got to do is donate to AJ, and we'll make this happen. They have all month, right?
Yeah.
Well, don't wait. Let's get there now so we can do it at the end of the month. I think that's perfect. I'll donate $1,000 right now if I don't hear Barry Warner ever again.
Listen, we can't make
we have
promises.
No control over those kind of things.
Poor Barry.
Oh, man.
He's always so nice to me in the press box and stuff.
Oh, I love Barry. I do.
He's such a nice guy. He's just so old. He's a dinosaur.
Well, times change.
Yeah.
Let's grab a couple calls. Jeremy, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I had a question. What are the odds that the city of Cleveland has more championships than the Browns have wins this season? I'll hang up with you. Thanks.
Ooh. Problem is, I think the Browns' best chance for a win was probably last week. Although, you know how it gets late in the season, teams don't have anything to play for. I think they could still win a couple because they're a pretty well-coached team. They really are. It sounds silly because they're winless, but they have zero talent. And I think Hugh Jackson has done a good job at least making them competitive. I'm going to say I'll take Browns wins over.
This is probably – we've seen like the Lions 0-16 team. And everyone said that would never happen, a team going 0-16.
Yeah.
That Lions team, significantly more talented than this Browns team. You could argue that this is the worst football team that's ever played. I mean, they're atrocious. And the winnable games on their schedule have really kind of come and gone.
Yeah.
I mean, something crazy might happen, but... They had at Miami.
Which they should have won.
Relatively
their
winnable,
idiot kicker
yeah.
cost them that one.
At Tennessee, home to the Jets. You know, they played their home game with Baltimore already, who's down. Their remaining schedule, home Dallas, at Baltimore, home Pittsburgh, home Giants, home Bengals, at Buffalo, home Chargers, at Steelers. I mean, there's not a – they're probably going to be, I would guess, 4-point – maybe 4-point dogs at the least in every game going forward.
Yeah.
They're 7.5-point dogs this week at home.
I just think you'll get to the end of the season and somebody will be playing for nothing. And –
I don't know. Buffalo, San Diego, and Pittsburgh all seem like teams that are going to need wins late.
Well, San Diego though they may be done by then. They're still 3-5. That's an uphill battle, especially in that division. That's and true. The Steelers may have the second bye by then. Of course, it's at Pittsburgh. I don't know. It's going to be hard to see.
I don't see one.
I think at the Ravens, maybe. But you already had your chance.
You had your chance at your house.
All right, I'm going to have to go with championships because you've already got one in the bag.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take the point that's already on the board. All right. We are going to take a quick break. We'll get some more phone calls when we come back. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday.
Good job, Jim.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Cowboys Browns NFL noon Sunday on ESPN 97.5, presented by Berryman Automotive Products.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. A couple of things from Twitter. Blake asked, what are the odds Fred could beat Vaio in a heads-up, no-limit hold'em match? If he played like he did last night, yeah. But to be honest, it's real easy to sit there and be critical when you can see the cards and you know what's coming. And you're in that situation, especially on that stage, and I can't imagine what that's like. But I think in all honesty, he just kind of choked, and it happens. I bet if we're playing a $1,000 tournament somewhere and the guy's heads up with me, he'd probably chew me up because he's a hell of a player. I don't know if he'd chew me up, but he's a hell of a player.
Yeah.
Last night, it clearly got to him. And there were just little things throughout where you're like, and I kind of got what he was doing because I've done this before too. If I get at a really aggressive, let's say you're down to four or five players, and it's really aggressive, man, I will tighten up and just let some guys get knocked out.
That's what I like to do, too.
And let them go crazy, because even if they have bigger chip stacks than me, I like my chances with a small stack. But if I have a big stack, I'll tighten way up and let these guys knock each other out. And then once it gets down to two or three, then you turn up the aggression. You switch gears depending on you know, who you're playing and what your position is.
Depending on what the blinds are at, if there's six people and I've got a huge stack and the top five are getting paid, I'll just walk away from the table.
Yeah, yeah.
And let them kill each other.
But that's why I like...
Because there's nothing you'll regret more than blowing a bunch of chips and not going in with a chip lead when you could have.
Yeah, especially with marginal hands.
Yeah, because you'll see like, oh, I've got jacks. I can bust this guy right now. It's not on you. Let somebody else bust that guy.
But see, what I will do is somebody makes a big raise and I've got, you know, a decent hand, queen, king or something, I'll fold it face up so they see I'm playing tight so that when it gets down to three and I turn it up, I'm buying some folds because people are, you know, think I'm playing hyper tight, which I had been, but now I'm changing gears. And it takes players a little, you know, certainly a few rounds to figure out what you're doing at that point. Now that we've told everybody, I'm sure people figured that out. But let's take some What Are the Odds calls. Bo's been on hold for a while. What's up, Bo?
Hey, this is Bo. Hey, Bo. I have a question. What?
Bo!
I have a question about these election odds. I've been following the election. I mean, these are some crazy swings. I don't think I've seen. It's gone from like minus 500 to minus 250. Have you guys... anything like that? And then I have an interesting question. Can we do like a tiered list of like things you put up your butt if we donate like a certain amount of money, like a crazy thing? If we donate like $1 million or like a, like some dice or something, if we donate like 10,000.
Some dice?
Get out. No.
Here's an interesting question.
I'll tell you what. When it flood, Fowl put thing in his butt. When it no flood, he not put it in his butt.
Yeah, you want to put something crazy in there besides the doctors doing it? Yeah, that's going to be $1 million to me. That goes to Team Falcon. I'm not giving that to charity.
$1 million to Fred, he'll let you put whatever you want in it.
No, I didn't say whatever.
He'll let you put
like a badger or something like that.
He'll let you put a truck tire in his head.
No. has to be something reasonable. No, I'm not doing that anyway. Not even for $1 million. We've got it. We've established what we're willing to do here. Okay,
Fred will let you. He'll let you cattle brand the inside of his rectum.
No,
if you,
stop. That's
no,
not happening. Not happening. Let's move on. Carrie, what's up, Carrie?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
I just want to know, what are the odds that even after missing the first four games this year, that Joey Bosa ends up with double-digit sacks and Defensive Rookie of the Year? Thank you, guys.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, he's looked really, really good
so
far.
I think the double-digit sacks are really a probability.
Yeah.
As far as Defensive Rookie of the Year, I mean, who's really stood out for you so far?
I was trying to think about that. I don't know. I don't know if I have anyone that I'm like, yeah, that's one I feel really good about. So no, I don't know.
Yeah, none of the rookie corners are really doing anything. And Bosa's got four sacks in four games, so eight to play. Yeah, I'll give him an 80% chance of getting to 10 sacks. But as far as that goes, I have to study a little more because I haven't really seen anybody stand out.
Yeah, I have to think about that. I don't know who would be in that conversation right now.
And Blaine says reasonable. Nothing is reasonable to go in your.
Yeah, sure, there is.
No, I gotta agree. There's nothing reasonable. That's why this is a doctor thing and a doctor thing only. Brandon, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports, fellas.
Sports to you.
Okay, my question is this: all things being equal, if A&M goes on to win out this year, and Washington does the same and ends up conference champions, what are the odds that A&M holds on to the four seed in the playoff? I'll hang up and listen.
I think it's 0%.
Yeah, we talked about this a lot yesterday. I think if it's going to be very hard for that committee to put in a one-loss A&M that didn't even win the SEC West, even giving them credit for beating Alabama over Washington. And I think realistically, and this started because somebody tweeted out yesterday, it's like all they have to do is win and they're in. I don't think that's the case at all. Because as of now, if they win every game, I think there's a good chance, but they're going to need Washington to lose one. And it needs to be kind of a bad loss. I think if it's a or in the championship game. I think they lose a championship game, they'd be out. But I think A&M's going to have a little trouble with LSU and maybe Ole Miss. But I like where they're at. I don't think it's unfair to have them there now. But as the season plays out, you go undefeated in the Pac-12. You win that conference. I think you move over A&M. So let's try Robert. What's up, Robert?
Sports guy.
Sports to you, sir.
Okay, what are the odds that the Cubs win Game 7 and take it home?
I would say about
55%. 55.6%.
That's what Vegas thinks anyway.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that's not the case.
Yeah, I'd kind of like to see. I don't know. I'd like to see the Indians win, but I'm not all that. I mean, I'll watch
My
it.
My wife randomly looked over at me last night watching the game. She was like, I'm kind of cheering for the Cubs. I said, what? What are you doing? What are you talking about?
I kind of went Indian because everybody else is cheering for the Cubs. The whole world is cheering for the Cubs.
Yeah.
Like you're not for financial reasons. So I started rooting for the Indians just because I wanted to be different. Yeah, yeah. You know me. I like the Sith, not the Jedi. I'm that kind of guy. I like to be different. I want to root against the popular team. Let's try Alan. What's up, Alan?
How you guys doing?
We're doing sports.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hi, how are you doing?
Awesome. Awesome. Very good. So excited for the game tonight, obviously. So wanted to kind of get your insight as to, so before the season, before the World Series started, I took the Indians at +170, put 3K on them, and just kind of curious to get your insight as to how you guys would hedge that tonight.
I wouldn't. I mean, That's kind of the thing about betting on the underdog. And it's just one series, so now there's not really much value.
Your chance to hedge was when it was 3-1.
Yeah, and I mean, someone asked me today if I were hedging, and I said no. I mean, it's at this point, it's I'm riding or dying. That's what you've got. So, I mean, I guess you could put. I mean, the problem is now if you're at plus 170, whatever you put down, you're cutting into your profits so much that it doesn't even make your initial value worthwhile.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and I was able to hedge. This is the difference. Like when you get a team preseason, that's when you would hedge a little bit. You know, that's when you would
I do it a lot with the hockey, but mainly because what I've done the last couple of years is I'll take two or three that are 15-1 or higher. And a couple of years ago when the Kings and Rangers got to the finals, I had both of them. So there were a couple times where I bet the Blackhawks in one series as a cover against the Kings,
right,
and stuff like that. So there's times to do it, but and RJ has a much different opinion on it than us. RJ only thinks you should cover if it's a life-changing score. To me, I think if you're going to get a significant score and you have a chance to make sure you don't lose, I'll take that opportunity. But I think you've already missed it with this.
Yeah.
And yeah, I what I would have done when it was 3-1, if I had had that kind of wager, then I would have put some money on the Cubs so that, and not enough to make back my whole bet, just enough to where it wasn't, you know, it's not as painful. That's
like
all.
When I had the Cavaliers futures ticket 2 years ago at 30-1 and they made it to the finals, I didn't think they were going to win. So basically I made it where had they won, I would have gotten about 25-1. And when they lost, I got double my initial investment.
Yeah,
so, but that's looking at a 30-1 ticket, not a plus 170.
Right. And that's always a sound strategy, especially when you have something like that. And to me, unless your ticket's 9-1 or 10-1, most of the time it's not, that value's not there. And unless you made a significant investment in it, it's rare when the value's there. Let's try Garrett. What's up, Garrett?
Sports.
Sports to you.
Awesome. Now that Leonard Fournette's gone, what do y'all think the odds are that LSU covers a 13.5 against Bama?
I have no opinions on that, to be honest with you.
When
is
that game? That's 2 weeks, right?
2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll check back next week. And I haven't even looked at this week's ledger, much less next week's.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Why is Leonard Fournette gone? Did I miss something?
I don't know. I'm not too.
Maybe something popped up during the show, but I haven't seen. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything about Leonard Fournette being gone.
Yeah, let's.
To me, that's their only hope of.
Let's table any Alabama LSU talk until next week, if you don't mind, because there's a lot of other games that are.
But I would like to know why he's gone. If someone has some inside information on that, I'd be curious about it for sure.
Yeah. I haven't seen anything.
Well, good news, Fred.
Yeah.
Got a donation.
Yeah.
It's coming in.
I don't like you using that phrase.
Let's shout out Chandler White.
All right.
He wants to see you get your prostate examined.
Okay.
Examined. Examined.
Examined.
Yeah. So thanks, Chandler. Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah. Is it Bama LSU this week?
I don't think so. No, I would have heard about that.
Huh.
No, Bama LSU is in 11 days.
Wait, yeah. Wait,
actually, no, hold on. Is it this week?
No. I mean, maybe it is. What do I know?
Man, I've been so caught up in
trying. Yeah, it is this week.
Okay.
Is it really?
7 p.m.
All right. Well, in that case.
Now I really need to know what's going on with Leonard Fournette.
I don't see anything on Twitter.
Yeah, I think he's on crack.
It's like I'm making up stories.
Probably. Don't make up stories. That's what Trump does.
Is it?
And Hillary.
Has LSU fallen this far that
we aren't even excited for LSU Bama? Yeah. And I don't think it's LSU's fault because LSU's pretty good. I think this is Alabama's fault.
Alabama being so good.
Alabama's so much better than everyone that it's hard to even get excited, even when they play a team like LSU, like a team that would kick most teams' ass. It doesn't even matter just because Alabama's that good. That's what it is. It's not LSU's fault. It's Alabama's fault.
Yeah, it's November 5th. For some reason, I can't register in my mind that it's November because it's 100 freaking degrees outside, especially when I had to walk 2 miles. So I'm blaming it on that.
I'm blaming it on the fact that I won't start handicapping it until tonight.
Well, that's part of it, too. I've tried to tell people I'm not going to be... I'm probably not going to have any plays this week. I'm sorry. We'll just see. But I got a lot of... What the heck? Did something to my phone.
Did you talk to Siri?
No. I should. It should be off.
Because it made that beep like you were going to talk to Siri.
I must have accidentally beeped her. It happens.
Ask Siri how much it hurts to have a colonoscopy.
And ask Siri what to do if I need to get another job.
Why?
Well, because I'd probably need to go to my computer career.
Oh, dude.
I'm just trying to set you up, man. Come on.
Sorry, I was just, all I could think about was what they were going to
All you could think of was with. Fred's ass.
This is me being violated, yeah. All I could think about was
the pained look on Fred's face while some doctor, you know, obviously tried to save his life. Listen, if you want a career with great income potential and job security, listen up. IT is a constant high growth sector. So if you like working or playing with computers, a career in IT could be for you. For career changers, there's only one place to check out, mycomputercareer.edu. Houston's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's companies hiring IT guys all over the city. But to get those jobs, you've got to have the right skills and certification. The place to go? mycomputercareer.edu. It's more than just a school. They've got a complete career change program that helps you get into the industry because they partner with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Most of those students start their first job in just a few months. You're going to attend class only twice a week on campus or live online, so the learning fits into your life. And at My Computer Career, you're in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. What are you waiting for? Go to mycomputercareer.edu now. Take the free career evaluation today and find out if an IT career is right for you. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5. I torture you. Take my hand through the flame. I'm a slave to your game.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
So some people are saying, that caller was saying with Fournette going.
Yeah, finally, he's going. That's what he was saying.
Okay.
And he texted to clarify that that's what he was saying.
So gotcha.
Yeah, not that he's gone. Which I thought I heard gone. So
I did too.
So did I.
I was like, what?
I'm trying to figure out how I'm a week off on my college football schedules. Mainly because I haven't looked this week. That's the problem.
I haven't looked.
And Alabama's not a 13.5 point favorite. They're a 7.5 point favorite.
Oh.
LSU fan, you're not going to want to hear this, but.
I can't do that.
Yeah, I'd probably be on Bama there. As a matter of fact, we have some RJ Bell stuff that he sent earlier. If Alabama played, if the playoffs started now, I think they'd have Alabama would be 13.5 over A&M.
Yeah, so why are they 7.5 over LSU?
It's at LSU.
Yeah, that makes something.
Yeah, night game, tough place to play.
But
Even so.
You know what? Listen, if LSU plays Bama within a touchdown, kudos to them. That'd be a feat in its own. I don't think it'll happen.
Yeah.
But that'll be a feat.
Yeah. Phil says, on hedging philosophy, I'm holding 80-1 on LJ to win the Heisman. Is that something I should think about hedging? At this point, I'm not quite sure where your value would be. I think you need to wait a couple more weeks.
Yeah, I don't think it's time yet. And I mean, right now he still seems like the front runner. He's still the favorite.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So I don't think you need to. Maybe when the time comes, like when the finalists are announced, there might be someone. Honestly, if you've got an 80-1 ticket and he's favored on voting day.
Yeah.
You can probably put, you know, a unit down on everybody else in the field each just in case and still make 60-1, 70-1.
Yeah.
So I don't I don't think you need to now, but.
Good for you.
Yeah, very good for you.
The people are telling me what you have to go through the day before you do a colonoscopy. Don't tell me that stuff. I'll deal with it at the time. I don't want to know.
I just got an email from Brandon saying Man Center is in.
Awesome. All right, there you go.
There you go.
And
for either thing or both things?
I sent them the air check of when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
And Brandon said Man Sanders is in.
Current Heisman odds. Lamar Jackson is -300. Deshaun Watson +450. Jabril Peppers +450. Jake Browning +2,000.
Boy, I don't mind that.
I don't either.
Although, how much love is he going to get from Heisman voters when they can't even get in the top four of the damn playoff committee thing? So there's that West Coast bias against guys like that.
JT Barrett, +3,300. Jalen Hurts, +3,300. And Dalvin Cook, +5,000.
Yeah, I don't know anybody there that would scare me right now enough to make a bet on.
No. Although, I mean, I see the argument for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
They're undefeated. In fact, his team beat Lamar Jackson's team. But he just hasn't looked as impressive.
No, and I think if Lamar Jackson keeps putting up these sick numbers, I mean, he's got a chance to have the most touchdowns in a season. That's pretty silly stuff.
I don't know who. I don't know. If you had a vote right now, would it be for Jackson?
Yeah. I don't think there's anybody else in the conversation right now. Now, I always vote for who I think is the best player, not the undefeated quarterback.
Right.
So, and I think they've kind of gone that direction recently.
Who I think is the best player in that group is Jabril Peppers.
Yeah, but it's not really a defensive award. And I'm not sure he's better than Lamar Jackson as far as impact. I mean, maybe the best pro prospect, but as far as the best college
Lamar
player.
Lamar Jackson, his Heisman campaign is going to end up being similar to John Football's because he's not going to be on a team that has a chance to win anything. So he's going to have to continue putting up cartoon numbers.
I don't see why he won't.
I don't see why he won't either.
And they're going to have one loss and go to a major New Year's Bowl. So,
oh, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know why not. Who wouldn't want a team like that?
Yeah.
You know, a New Year's Six, not a playoff game. And they may still get in the playoffs. I think if Aggie loses along the way.
If they get in the playoff, I think that he's beyond deserving. I don't think he's going to get in the playoffs.
Well, I think a lot has to happen, just like I think a lot has to happen for A&M. But A&M loses. Washington loses. This is one of those test case things where I think A&M or Louisville is going to be the team that they look at and say, all right, if we're going to take a second team from a conference, because you can draw a line through the Big 12 right now, they're done. And if Washington loses a game, I think a one-loss Washington, even if they win the conference, is probably not getting in over
I'm with you.
Louisville or A&M. So I still think it's a possibility. I don't think it's not likely, but I think it's possible.
I'll also say, like, the last couple games, I guess not the last couple because they beat the hell out of North Carolina State, but the Clemson game, the Duke game, the Virginia game, he didn't look like the same guy who was dominating Florida State early on in the year and Syracuse. I mean, it was it's just been different. So, but I think he also built himself a pretty comfy
lead. Yeah, I mean, he is at that point where he had more touchdowns than every other program in the country.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good place to be, and you don't have to keep that pace up. Gabriel asks, has there ever been a program other than Alabama that you felt comfortable betting for them to win every game? I'm not sure I feel comfortable betting Alabama to win every game. I think this year I'd have a hard time betting against them. I really would. I think depending on what the Auburn line is, now I still think Alabama's going to win, but I might bet Auburn to cover. But Auburn's getting some steam right now, so I don't know. All right. Quick break. We come back. We have a gym of the day. We're already gym of the day.
This is weird. Looking at Lamar Jackson's game log, he's had, like in the Florida State game, he had one touchdown. Well, he had. I'm not even counting those rushing touchdowns. That's why.
Yeah.
Because he ends up rushing for the touchdowns as often as he does passing. But, I mean, he scored 8 touchdowns in the first game of the season against Charlotte. But, yeah, I mean, even him slowing down is pretty relative because he still scored 3 touchdowns against Clemson in their loss. They scored 2 against Duke in that game they almost lost. So, well, I mean, other than that, he's scoring 5 a game or more.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. The last couple weeks, he scored 4 a game. So, he's way down.
Yeah. 4 touchdowns a game.
Yeah.
There's schools that can't even score that. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Taylor says, remember before you fight Bill O'Brien, all superheroes have cleft chins. Bill O'Brien's not... He's got too much to lose to do that. Even if we try to do it for charity, I'd take him, though. Lamont, if UH were undefeated, do you think they'd be in the top 4? And I told him, I think they'd be at 6. I think they'd be behind A&M and Washington. 7. No, they'd be 6th. They wouldn't put them all the way down, but...
They wouldn't be behind Ohio State, you
no.
don't think?
No, Ohio State's got a loss now. It doesn't have that... they both beat Oklahoma. That's basically Ohio State's... if they were undefeated, yeah, they'd be ahead of Ohio State.
I don't know. I think Ohio State's schedule by now may have...
Who else have they beaten? I mean...
Well, I mean, they're playing a Big Ten schedule.
Yeah, but still, I still think UH would be ahead of them. It doesn't matter. They're not ahead of anybody now. They're 20.
They won at Wisconsin. Yeah, I don't know.
That Wisconsin thing is kind of weird to me because they're giving Wisconsin credit for being a great team where they have them ranked with 2 losses. And I just don't know if they are. I think they're good. LSU early when at Lambeau.
That's why Wisconsin's getting credit because they caught LSU early. They caught Michigan. They were the ones that sort of knocked Michigan State. Michigan State was ranked 8th when they beat them, and they beat them at Michigan State, and they beat the crap out of them. They just beat an undefeated Nebraska team. They won at Iowa the week before that, and their only 2 losses are at Michigan and against Ohio State. And both of them were a 7-point loss. Wisconsin's better than I like to give them credit for.
Yeah, but it's hard for – and I think it's just the way they play is part of it.
And you know how we always talk – like with Ohio State – you know, the part of their schedule that is really going to impress people if they win is still to come.
Right.
Wisconsin has gotten to where...
That's why I'd have them 7th now, but...
Wisconsin...
With room to move up.
Their entire... every difficult game they're going to play has been played. The rest of their schedule, Northwestern, Illinois, Purdue, Minnesota. So they've done all the heavy lifting. The LSU, Michigan State, Michigan, Ohio State, Iowa, Nebraska. That's all out of the way. They've probably played a tougher schedule than anybody in the country.
Yeah.
I don't have the strength of schedule rankings up, but I bet it's right up there.
But that's one thing that where they're ranked now, I don't think they have a win left that's going to move them up.
No.
All right.
Unless they make it to a conference championship and
right,
win that.
And win that. And then
which is possible.
And if that does happen, then I think it screws everything up.
Oh, boy, does it.
Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, I'm on record as saying there's people out there that should never reproduce. In this case, there's a married couple that they never should have children. And the Eagles lost the game against the Cowboys Sunday night, as you know.
I know.
And here's another thing. If you're an Eagles fan, don't marry a Cowboys fan. That's just dumb. If you guys are really passionate about your teams, it's not going to go well. Well, he made a bet with his wife, the Eagles fan did. And if the Eagles lost, as they did, she'd get to kick him right in the scrotum.
Oh, boy.
And
he was that confident?
Yes, he was.
He chose.
Boy, what was the payoff if he would have won? Do we
know
that?
It does not say.
It must have been something fantastic.
Yeah, it better involve little people and gladiators and trapezes. But No, apparently, so he did it on video, and she thumped him right there, nice and good. I would just say you guys never, ever reproduce, because you're both too stupid to live as it is, and now you're going to create little people that are even stupider than you. Please don't do it. If you're, nobody makes that bet. It's bad enough. It's bad enough to bet. Well, this isn't really a bet. We're raising money for charity. That's different. What I did today. But that's just dumb. And then to let her do it, I'd be like, nah, you know what, honey? This is one bet I'm not going to pay off on.
No. And why would she want to do that to her husband?
Maybe it was a small target and she's not losing anything. I don't know. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Oh, she had to wear an Eagles jersey if she won.
That's not an even trade.
No, that is not awful. A fair trade.
That is awful.
I thought you were going to say it was butt stuff or something.
Well, yeah, but that's...
Because, you know, like some dudes, if they want something sexual or like a threesome, they'll risk a lot. They'll risk it for the biscuit, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
They'll put it out there and they'll say, you know what?
Threesome?
Yeah.
Then maybe the bet makes sense.
But, I mean, her wearing an Eagles jersey, I mean... What kind of thrill are you going to get from that? That's not a... He's just stupid for making that deal.
Yeah, I think they're both stupid.
And the Eagles were favored in that game. I mean, the Cowboys were favored in that game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
audiobook.
Boy, he was probably feeling so good, too.
Maybe he's just a weirdo who likes getting kicked in the nuts.
I guess that's possible.
There's people that like all kinds of stuff like that. Man, there's a lot of weird people out there, AJ.
You know what else there is?
A lot of dicks.
Dicks, yep. A lot of dicks now in Houston. Six of them, to be exact. They are all over the place. Willowbrook Mall, Deerbrook Mall, the Woodlands Mall, First Colony Mall, and then Katy and Baybrook not only have a Dick's, they've also got a Field and Stream and a Golf Galaxy attached to them. So whatever your sport, whatever your hobby, whatever level you play it at, they've got you covered at these Dick's Sporting Goods stores. If you're into skiing, biking, backpacking, fishing, water sports, or you just need your basic workout clothes, you just need some basketball shoes, your team apparel, you need some cleats for baseball, you need a glove, a bat, they've got all that stuff. Whatever you need, they've got it. They've got a ton of in-store services. You can get your golf clubs fitted. You can steam a baseball glove if you need. They do it all at these stores. These are the first stores of their kind. And they're opening them up right here in Houston. We are very lucky to have these stores. When you go in, you're gonna understand what I'm talking about. This is not like going to the other stores in town, the other sporting goods stores. The game has been changed, friends. Dick's has stepped it up to another level. To find out more about the new stores here in Houston, visit dicks.com/Houston. That's Dick's, now open in Houston.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.